The next mission again is from Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Who are you, Omer? He used to say, again, it seems to be speaking to Dayanim, but we'll soon see it refers to regular people as well. Al tehi don yechidi. A judge should never judge by himself. She'ein don yechidi elo echad. There's only one who judges by himself, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who judges by himself, we find that when he created Adam, what did he say? Nase Adam b'tzameinu k'dmuseinu. Let us make man. What do you mean, let us? In fact, Apikursim say, oh, you see, there's more than one Hashem. Let us make man. Chazal say that Hashem was consulting with the angels, with the malachim. And this shows humility, that a gadol should consult with the ketanim. A great person should consult with people that are lower with him. How do we learn it from Hashem? That Hashem said, Nasa, let us make man. He was consulting with the malachim. Now the halacha is, I believe the halacha is there is no dayan mumcha. What is a dayan mumcha? I believe this is correct, that a dayan mumcha is someone who had smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu to generation after generation till his time. And he's known, everyone knows, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they were poskim, they knew halacha. So legally, a judge who's a mumcha, who has a reputation that he's an expert, he's allowed to judge by himself. But there's a midas chasidus. We know Pirkei Avos is midas chasidus. Go more than the din. Midas chasidus is that you don't judge alone, even though you're able to. Why? Because, like we just said, Hashem himself consulted with people lower than him. Even though you could do the din Torah yourself, consult with others. They will have questions. You'll give an answer. Through the discussion with the three judges together, the halacha, the law, will become clearer. It's better to do it with three together. That's what the Mishnah says here. Alti don yechidi. Don't judge alone, even though you're a yachid mumcha and you could judge alone. She'ein don yechidi ala echad. Now, we said this is speaking to a judge, but really it has to do with us also. When you have to make a decision, or somebody, let's say someone asks you information about somebody else, it may be nege a shidduch, whatever, business venture, whatever the case may be, it's better if you maybe tell the person, let me discuss it, and I'll get back to you. I want to make sure everything I tell you is correct. And you talk to other people. Somebody asked me shidduch information about this person. They have some questions. What do you say? What's your opinion? It's for a toelas. What do you say? And then when you give your answer, you're saying it's not only me. This is what a few people feel is the correct about this person. Or any decision that you make, it's good to talk it over with other people. So in other words, everyone's a judge. It's not only a judge in a monetary case. We are all judges, just like we learned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Having mesunim badin, l'chorit refers to a judge, but no, it refers to regular people. Before you make a judgment about other people or other situations, do it slowly. That's what the Mishnah is telling us in the first Perek. And here the Mishnah is saying, before you make a judgment, don't make it alone. Discuss it with your husband. Discuss it with your children, with your parents. Discuss it with other people so that you make the correct decision. Now, Va'al Toimar, continues Rabbi Shmuel, Kablu Dati. Now, you took two other judges. You could have paskin yourself. You're a dying mumcha. You could have paskin yourself, but you took two other judges. So now you can tell the judges, listen, you know, I could have done this without you, because Rav Moshe Feinstein would say to the two young rabbis that he took on the Besdin, you realize I could paskin this myself. I took you in. But now that I took you in, I hold like this. I want you to accept what I'm saying. The Mishnah says no. Don't tell them Kabbal Dati. Why? Shehein Rishoyin Veloyato. They could listen to you. That's their choice. Or they could even tell you, Oh, wait a second. We have a rule, achrei rabim lahatos. You always go after the majority. So if there's three rabbis, and let's say the other two don't hold like the senior rabbi, they can outvote the senior rabbi. Technically, if Rav Moshe said one way, and the other two said, okay, but we feel different, they could outvote him. They could listen to him. If they're smart, they should listen to him, because Rav Moshe knows better than them. But they could, according to the halacha of going after a majority, they could say, we disagree. So that's what the Mishnah says. You're only one. Now that you took the other two in, you didn't have to. But minis chassidus, we said, it's better to include other people. Don't do the halacha yourself. Now that you took them in, you can't tell them you must accept what I'm saying. Shehang rishon v'loyata. They could accept it, or they could tell you, no, we're two against one. V'loyata, you're not in a position anymore to force them to listen to you. Shehang rishon. Shehen Rasha and Veloy Ata, that they are able to say to you, we will accept, or they can even tell you, you have to accept us because we're two against one. Veloy, you're not in the driver's seat anymore. Veloy Ata, you don't have Rasha and means ability, able to. Mishnah Tess, Rabbi Yonis and Eimer. This is the only place in the entire Shisha Sidre Mishnah where we have this Tana listed. Rab Yoinis and Amar. Kol HaMekayim Es HaTorah Me'oni Soifer L'Kayim HaMa'asher. Whoever will keep the Torah when he's poor, the end will be he'll keep it when he's rich. V'chol HaMevatel Es HaTorah Ma'asher. And someone who doesn't keep the Torah when he's rich, Soifer L'Vatel Me'oni. The end will be that he won't keep the Torah when he's poor. So the simple pshat of this Mishnah would seem to indicate that if I keep the Torah when I'm poor, Hashem is going to give me a blessing that I'll become rich. And if I don't keep the Torah when I'm rich, I'll get a punishment that at the end, I'm going to not keep the Torah when I'm poor. I'll become poor. That's what the simple seems to be. However, many Mefarshim disagree. And they say that it's not true. It's not true that everybody who keeps the Torah when they're poor become rich. We know many people who die as paupers, and they kept the Torah their whole life. On the opposite, whoever didn't keep the Torah when they're rich will get punished that they'll keep the Torah when they're poor. That's also not true. There's many Rishoyim who don't keep the Torah, and they die rich. So the simple translation of the Mishnah doesn't seem to be accurate. So the other Mefarshim explained the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah is trying to tell us one lesson, and the lesson is, don't keep Yiddishkeit based on your circumstances. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, don't make it dependent. Your keeping Torah and mitzvahs should have nothing to do with the difficulties that you have in life. The Sforim say that to be rich is a bigger nesoyon than to be poor. To be rich, you're kochiv yotzim yari, I made my wealth, I became a millionaire, and you become to be a balgaiva, haughty, and there's a lot of nesyonis that have to do with richness. And very often when you're rich, you get involved in all your projects that are making you so much money, and you start learning less and doing mitzvahs less. So Rabbi Yonason says, if you didn't let your poorness get in the way of your keeping the Torah when you were poor, you were able to separate. Yes, I have to work day and night to make a living, and I have to pay my bills, and it's very hard. And you have daigas, how am I going to make it till next Friday, till payday? Are any of the checks going to bounce, and et cetera, et cetera. If you're able to separate all your problems and dedicate your life to Torah, then so full of kaimim osher. Then even if you become rich, you won't let the nisyonis of richness pull you away from Torah. And if you If you make up your mind, no matter what Hashem gives me in this life, my avodas Hashem is not dependent on how rich or poor I am. That's what the Mishnah is saying. If you kept it me'oni, then when you become rich and you have a lot of other problems, the problems are you have so many business, call marba nechasim, marba daiga. You have a lot of property. You have a lot of worries. You have to worry about all your properties. But if you committed yourself to Hashem when you're poor, then you'll be able to commit yourself to Hashem when you're rich. But the opposite, if you were mevatel Torah when you're rich, so then when you become poor and you don't have the problems of rich, but you're not going to keep the Torah by poor either because all your problems take you away from Torah. So that's the Mishnah is really trying to tell you one lesson. The lesson is don't let your problem, everybody has problems. Some have rich problems, some have poor problems. But everybody has problems, different kind. But if you have to make up your mind, no matter what my problems are, I'm going to serve Hashem, then you'll be able to go through life, whatever Hashem gives you, rich, poor, doesn't make a difference, I'll keep it. If you chas v'sholem, you let your problems get a hold of you, not to serve Hashem, so then whatever Hashem gives you is not going to help you serve Hashem, whether you're rich or poor. That's the idea. The last pshat here, very nice pshat of the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, he says, "Kol amakayim es ha-Torah me'oini." If you keep the Torah when you're poor, Saifoi, the end will be l'kayim me'oisher. You're going to keep the Torah when you're rich. So we asked the question before. We don't find all poor people becoming rich. So the Ger Rebbe says, yes, if you dedicate yourself to keep the Torah when you're poor, the end will be Ezeu Asher HaSameach B'chalkoi. We learned before in Pirkei Avos, who is rich? A person who's satisfied with what Hashem gave him. If you keep the Torah even when you're poor and you have financial problems, the end will be you'll be rich, not necessarily in monetary. You may die a pauper, but you'll be rich because you had a rich life. Ezeu Asher HaSameach B'chalkoi.